grandparents back on these two.
Oh, yeah.
Where I don't even...
That's good.
Where I don't know, you know, about where all they came from.
Well, there aren't many people who can go back past the father.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandfather's father came from Heslin, and he came over to avoid military occupation there. And
from
he,
where?
From Heslin. You know, that's was a small
see.
Part of Prussia.
Father's father's father. Yeah, the Hessians.
From Heslin. And he came over to keep from having to go in the military. And he owned this land back there. And my grandfather bought out his brothers for the estate, but that was so much water down the drain. He never got anything out of it.
Yeah, the princes of the area over there had a good thing worked up. They'd simply rent out their subjects as mercenary soldiers and take the money themselves.
Mm-hmm. And then my grandmother's her father.
No.
And
where are we now? Your father's mother's father?
Yeah, my grandmother up here.
Okay.
Her father and her husband's mother were brother and sister. Is that right? They were cousins, see?
Mm-hmm.
She married a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother's father and mother were cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And they came from Ireland.
Hmm.
And then the other one came from Scotland. Scotch, Irish, and German.
Hmm.
Conglomerated mess.
Those were good strains, and these were the busy people, the Irish and the Scots. They were moving through Pennsylvania and coming west at first, and then they just kept right on going. Actually, I guess it was these people who settled the frontier all the time. They'd settle the frontier and then sell their land and settle on some more and sell it and just kept moving. Well, this has been very pleasant. I've enjoyed it greatly.
We have two.
Professor or an assistant professor. And sheep. He's mostly in the sheep.
Yeah, you never did ask him about the sheep. He tried to ask me about sheep, and I didn't know anything about sheep.
Oh, the male sheep?
The buck, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This morning I thought of the ewe, but I couldn't think of the buck.
Have you ever heard the ewe called the yo?
Mm-mm.
No.
A buck and a yo?
Mm-mm.
That's fairly common out in certain parts of the country, out in Colorado, I guess. And they have what they call a cade. Is that familiar?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's an orphan lamb, isn't it?
Well, really, I don't believe I know. I've heard that expression, but I don't.
No, I've never even heard it.
Mm-hmm. Motorcade, cavalcade, aquacade. Did you get to hear yourself? The what?
Don't tell that one. Daddy.
She calls it Eiffel Tower, the Eiffel Tower.
I don't know. That's one word I've always gotten confused. What is going to be this or the other? That's my jawbreaker.
Oh, I remember a case like that.
Do you have a word
that
you're never positive about?
No, I know how to pronounce this one. I learned it the hard way. The Greek, Thucydides. Thucydides. And doggone if the prof didn't call on me for recitation. I talked about old Thucydides. Boy, I was dead.
How far had you gone when you realized it?
Well, when I couldn't hear anything anymore for all the giggles and snickers.
Oh, heaven.
But